The reading is taken from Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9, and then verse 19. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And now verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen.
The theme of my talk today is do not be anxious, which I guess as a subject is totally irrelevant to everyone here because nobody here ever gets anxious. Yes, we do. There's a lot of it about and is talked a lot about much more in the media nowadays in terms of mental health, and the two princes have really profiled this in their charity and in different ways under that subject of well-being. And it's easy to say don't be anxious, but actually doing it is something else. So today what we're going to do is work around how we can better manage this. Let's just see if we've got that. Good, that's up, thank you. And because these are days of stress and pressure, there's a lot going on. And it's very easy, and it's endemic amongst professionals, to be on overload. So the medical services, social services, all of that, and the people industry, as they call it, or caring professions. And you've got things on your own plate as well. And employers want more out of you for less money and reward. It's just all over the place. So it's very important we learn how to identify, recognize, manage, and process anxiety. So we're going to look at that today, and we've got some practical things we can do. A little exercise, and I've got a handout sheet, which we won't do in the service, but a takeaway. So that's the aim of today. Are you happy with that? Yes, is the right answer. We're learning. Okay. So we'll just look at some of these things and talk through some of the principles. And it might come as a surprise to you. There we are, overload, burdened. All right. And imagine in that box is a box full of bricks, okay? And, do you ever feel like that?
Yeah.
And the difficulty with it is the more tired you get, your cope mechanism, the more tired you get, that goes up, cope mechanism goes down, that affects your emotional responses and everything else. So it's very important we learn how to manage our well-being, which is physical, emotional, intellectual, but also spiritual, because you can't separate them off. It's all part, you know. You don't have like a body. You've noticed that your foot doesn't operate without the rest of the body, unless you're an extraordinary person. You can't go anywhere without your foot, and it can't be independent. So we're an integral being, which is the Hebrew thought. We're a whole person, holistic. So let's just look at some of these things. There's a picture of overload. I don't know where that came from. That poor donkey, I think, had it. Marooned. Stuck. Yeah, that's someone else, isn't it? So we're going to start with this reading with rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. And it's what we do in worship. Why it's important to do that is if all you do is look at the problem and focus on the problem, then that can just fill the vista of your vision until you're absorbed by the problem, and then that can become very big, and then you compare the size of the problem with your ability to handle it, and you can get depressed. In the old days, I feel down. I feel a bit got in the dumps or something. But that is what happens. We can feel despair when the burdens we've got are bigger than our ability in our thinking, in our perception, to handle it. And that can be all kinds of things, not just financial, it can be relationships, it can be ourselves. Sometimes I can't stand myself, you know. If the mirror still stayed on the wall when I looked at it today, that's amazing. It usually cracks and falls off. And that struggle with self-image that is so there through media, Facebook, young adults, let's call it that, and so on, it's endemic, you know, being presenting am I lovable, am I accepted? There's all that stuff goes on around anxiety. What do people think of me, and so on. And so it's a huge thing. But if all we then do is look at the problem and our ability to resolve it, it will have a negative impact. Unless I'm the only person here who works like that. Somehow, I think I might just not. And you can get health thing as well, just chucked in the pot. And it can be a bridge too far. Just plate spinning one and boom. So rejoice in the Lord. What are we doing when we rejoice in the Lord? And this is where it's very good to come together and worship like we have today. Because what you're doing is you're lifting your eyes off the problems onto the answer. Psalm 121. Where does my help come from? This is the problem. Yeah, but today and collectively in worship, which is why we all need the encouragement together. It's a very strong, powerful social exercise for each individual's well-being. And praise God for the music team. Sometimes I know it's a sacrifice of praise. That lifts us off that and puts then that in perspective. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We had a very clear night one night this week over in Russian. The start, we get a lot of light interference. One out in the back. Boy, it was beautifully clear. I could see Orion and all that stuff. Wow! My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. All powerful, but also the amazing nature he's got. The Lord, the gracious and compassionate God. Slow to anger, rich in love, abounding in love and faithfulness. Forgiving iniquity, rebellion and sin. My shepherd. The Lord is my war. Doesn't Isaiah say when he looks to the Lord in his greatness and he calls the stars by name, we now know there's billion, uncountable, it's infinite out there. He says the nations are like a drop in the bucket. That's quite a thought, isn't it? You think, what's going on in the nations today? That's a little bucket. Oh, there's a drop in there. That is the scale of the problem from God's perspective. It's like fine dust on the scale. So it's learning then, as we rejoice in the Lord, you're rejoicing in who he is to us. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my provider. The names of the Lord there in the Old Testament. The Lord is my peace. He will meet all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The Lord has borne my sins. He's my Saviour. He's praying for us right now. What an intercessor friend to have. So as we learn to rejoice in who he is to us, rejoice in him. He's for us, not against us. If God is for us, who can be against us? No condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. He's borne our sins, all of them, in his body on the tree. Hallelujah. So for everything that surfaces in our lives we don't like or is sinful, praise the Lord in an amazing way on the cross that he bore that. And if we acknowledge our sins and confess, and the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin, hallelujah. We're his children, chosen, holy and dearly loved. That's amazing, isn't it? You know, to know Jesus is the greatest thing that we can know. The author of life at all is the most astonishing miracle of our existence. This vast being. Little old me and you. Intimate. I will live in his house forever. Isn't that wonderful? He restores my soul. He forms in us through the Holy Spirit the ability to know him. He's given us an amazing help, Holy Spirit, who is God. So that, just think about that. See, so I'll say it again. We learn today, we learn, and there's an exercise we can do. Each day, at the end of the day, it's good just to offload the concerns, but also think, what can I be thankful for today? To balance it up. Now then it says, let your gentleness be known to all. Now why is that? Because the Lord is gentle. Which is just as well. We can be very clumsy. Sometimes we can handle our relationships like playing the piano with boxing gloves on. Not a pretty sight if you're trying to do that today. Clump, 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 clump. Oh, so clumsy. And we can be clumsy. We can be clumsy on others, and others can be that to us. But you remember in Matthew 11:28 when Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, overload, and I will give you rest. I'll refresh you like an oasis. Oh, I can stop and just, ah, oh, yeah, lovely. But he says, come to me, all of you. Some of you? Is it being gender specific? Does it include pastors? No. Difference between anybody. Everyone is included. Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am humble and gentle in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Isn't that lovely? The humility. He washes feet. Sometimes we look at people and think, oh, I wouldn't touch them. He washes our feet. It can be a very smelly part of the body if you hadn't noticed, if you'd done a trek and you take your boots off. But he, amazing humility, isn't it? But gentle. You know, with butterflies, you know, the powder that comes off the wings, if you put them under the microscope, the little tiny feathers. So delicate. And those of you who have been parents, when your children are crying, you don't wipe away the tears with a Brillo pad. How much more gentle is the Lord with us? He knows the hurts. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He's so kind. There's times I've been moved to tears with his kindness, because it's just so something else. You know, it's the expectations, what you expect of yourself, what others expect of you, and you fall short of that, and then the Lord in his amazing kindness touches us with his love. Just one touch from the King, we sing a song, don't we? Changes everything, a Godfrey Battle song. So, let your gentleness be evident to all, because the Lord is gentle, and the more we know him, there'll be a conveyance of who he is in us, Christ in us, and how we are as people. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, compassion. Gentleness is part of the fruit of the Spirit. As we learn to come and bow and trust, and he fills us and anoints us, so his Spirit in us, there'll be that who he is. We're not perfectly like, of course that's a work in progress, but there'll be, you can see, I get the idea there. So that's why we learn gentleness, because we draw from the Lord his gentleness to us, and his kindness, and his forgiveness, and his love, and as we marinate ourselves in his goodness, in his presence, and filled with his Spirit, so then inevitably there's going to be a flow through, isn't there? Yes, is the right answer. So that's why let your gentleness be evident to all, because the Lord is near. He's very, very near to us. He's made his home in our hearts, isn't he? That's pretty close. So that's why it's important to include for us today to learn, build in time each day to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 23 is wonderful to remember. Memorize it, go through it at night when you can't sleep, because that's who he is to you. He tends us perfectly. He knows why you're like you are. He knows the history and the journey. He knows how to help us forgive and receive forgiveness. All those things. It's very good. Then Paul says, so don't be anxious about anything. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Don't be anxious about anything. That covers everything. We can take everything to the Lord. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, which is what we've done today on the sheets. There have been the concerns, but thanksgiving, we learn how to do that. Present them to the Lord. And the difficulty is, if you've got a very busy life, you can be too busy to let the anxieties surface, because it's always next, 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 next. And when you get to the evening, you think, what can I cram into this? And it's very helpful to find a time in the evening to stop and process the day. You think about the day. You let things surface. Things you can thank the Lord for. The things that worry you around this text, you can use that. I bring that to you. You can have a little logbook or something. And offload the concerns and so on. You just have a little time to process. And I'd encourage you to try and have a digital cut-off point at about 8 or 9 at night. Blue light from the computer screen stops, there's something about it, stops us sleeping, because the blue light activates your stay awake juices. That's a very non-technical term, but you get the idea. But you also need time to process. I found last year, when you're looking at all that stuff with Brexit, you remember that? Most of it, I don't watch the 10 o'clock news now, because most of it then was not actually news, it was opinion. Did you notice that? And then what happens, nothing was happening, but you get five different opinions about, say, five different opinions. They think, well, if that happens, or if that, and it's all the what ifs. So you're thinking about protection, anxieties to do with protecting ourselves. If that happens, how can I protect myself from that? If that happens, how can I protect myself? And it was all purely conjecture. None of it happened anyway. So all that anxiety, wasting time and energy about fretting about things that weren't happening. And they say most of the things we worry about don't actually happen, 80 or 90%. Apparently. So it's learning then to have time. We've got to be honest about it. If we're anxious, surface it. But if you go to bed on the 10 o'clock news, you're very tired, you've just done your last emails and all the rest of it, you can make mistakes, and then, oh, just go. You'll crash out and wake up then at 2 or 3 in the morning. What's going to be in your mind? That last email. Or catching up with the news. And no, it doesn't help us. And Paul goes on and says here about if we offload the anxieties, the peace of God keeps us in Jesus, but then think about the good things. Best to go to bed at night thinking about the good things. Amen? L plates, learning. Tell me about plate spinning too much. Yes, nothing passes, easy job. You know, you only work one day a week and say, yes, it's 120 hours long. Yeah, know all about that. You can overwork easily. So is learning then how to better manage time we need to process, work through the things, just sit with a little time, digital cut of time, all of that, build it in, learn how to build it in. All right, you okay with that? You don't have to promise anything, I'm just sharing, I'm talking about sustainability here, and what I'm talking about is endemic amongst professionals, because the self-expectation is very high, and the ability to deliver with limited resources gets jolly difficult. Stress, you know, defined almost. So it's learning then to think about whatever is lovely and noble and good. If you're fretting about a relationship, you know, it's important, but the Lord's Prayer is very good. You know, give us this day our daily bread. Would the Lord tell us to pray for something Father didn't want to give? No, he wouldn't. He's told us to pray, give us this daily bread, because Father wants to give it. And forgiveness. As we forgive, that's a double-sided coin. And the protection and deliverance. Deliver us from evil, Lord, as a country. as in Wollaston, my family, deliver us from evil, please. Protect us. It does say, the Lord said to Abraham, I am your shield, your very great reward. So we trust, we learn to trust. We've got to do our bit, and we've got to be responsible in terms of provision, you know, make good spending choices, all the rest of it. But, Lord, trust you to provide. Trust you to forgive, and help me to forgive others. And learn to trust you to protect me. I've got to use common sense about that. I'm not going to put my hand in a fire. Won't be allowed to next year when they change the law about coal fires in the house. So it's learning then, isn't it, to trust. Offload trust. We're all a work in progress, aren't we? I try and keep the answer to always being a yes, usually. But it's just good to admit that. Lord, teach me. He's our teacher, isn't he? Yeah. He teaches us. Learn from me. Take my yoke upon you. And that picture of the yoke is like the oxen were paired off. So you have an older one and a younger one. And the younger one walks along and watches. This is what you do in these situations. This is how you navigate past the boulders. And the younger one's watching all the time. As though Jesus puts his arm around you and me. And every day he says, come on, it's you and me again today. Let's just walk through this together. Let me help you navigate through domestic difficulties today. And because you've got our plates on, if you don't get it 100% right today, it doesn't matter, we'll have another go tomorrow. And after that, we'll keep having another go until you're sort of getting on the hang of it. How to manage your feelings. Or this and that. The team. Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You can get excited about this. But it's truly amazing. But it's learning then to think about such things. What you don't want to do, you know, sometimes in our situations we can feel angry with the Lord. There's two ways to go about these things. One is a situation that's really difficult. We're going to say, oh my goodness, which nobody here has ever done before, of course. Just. But you can ask the same question but with a different attitude that says, Lord, I don't understand this. I can't handle it. Please help me. What can I learn from this? Please strengthen me by your Spirit. Help me to be more like you in this situation. Please show me. Please give me what I need. So my question then is, which of the two attitudes has got the mileage in it? You don't want to go to bed chewing a wasp. That's used to be in the Channel Islands for a while, the ministry there, and that's going to the expression, or chewing a wasp. Is the way they pronounce it in the local patois. Do you want a wasp? Don't want to do that, do we? No. There's an answer that needed a no from it. See, just to mix it up a bit. It's either yes or no, anyway. So this is why we learn to think about what's good. And then Paul says, whatever you've heard or learned from me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I have to keep looking back at the music group just to sort of remind myself and them that we're all both here. Okay? Right. So, here we are. Here's some lovely verses. And these are all on these handouts I've got for you, these verses. Little exercise at the end of this. So, let's read that together. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Saviour, who daily bears our burdens. Whoa, isn't that amazing? If I'm in the way of the screen, I'll stand over there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Saviour, who daily... That's amazing, isn't it? Why do we carry things? He's the burden bearer. Is it because sometimes we feel responsible? In his hands. Let's read that together. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now think something to that chap there with a box of bricks on his back. As we do that, something happens to this. Ah! The box of bricks. As we offload, ah! Praise the Lord. Okay. And let's read this too, because ultimately this all works through the cross and redemption. Let's read this together. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Whoa. The Lord is my... Whoa, yeah, whoa. 100%. You know, perfect care. And we can say, the Lord is my... Who? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my... My shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd. How tender and good. Let's read that together. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Who cares for you? It's infinite. It's intimate. Our Father in heaven. Amazing. Now, what we've got here is this box of bricks. A little exercise you can do is sometime today or wherever, and it's on there on the bottom, is in each box you can headline out a particular concern. It could be just somebody's name or a relationship, or it could be just be money. You know, when you go on the internet, sometimes you get a drop-down menu across the top, so you click on About Us, you touch that, and you get a drop-down from that. So with this, you can just put a headline on it, but there might be other things associated with it that you need more time to surface. But this is actually a great exercise to add to what we did earlier on. Just cast all your anxiety on him. Does it say cast some? What does all mean? Huh? The lot. And we need to learn how to do this, to allow ourselves space to say how things really make us feel. Actually, what happened there, I felt bad about that. Or, I felt hurt about that. It's like splinters can be very small, but if they accumulate, they then do you in after a while. So it's learning then, sitting at Jesus' feet. Here we are. Lord, help me to work through this and offload them onto you. And there's plenty of space on the back. And if you've got a printer at home, you can fill in the rest of the ream as well. Right. And what you can do then is, on the left-hand side of a sheet of paper, is jot down all the concerns, offload them. And on the right-hand, say, Lord, what are you saying to me about these, please? These scriptures will come to mind. There'll be other things. It's a very good process to help our well-being. Okay? Any questions? No. Well, that was very good. Please, we need to help each other with this and to build into our daily walk exercises like this to help us in our well-being. All right? Father, I place into your hands the things I can't do stuff. Sort out the government, Lord, or the economy, or all. There's loads of things, isn't there, just beyond us. But they're not beyond him. He knows all things. He knows how to work things out for good.